Yeah, we are. We now call this, I'd like to call the study session for the Mesa City Council to order for Wednesday, July 2009. First item on the agenda is to review tonight's regular council meeting agenda. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, item 4D, the Topaz expansion. Is anyone here that I can ask a question of? Anyone? Anyone? Great. Hi. I just wondered why, like, we recently approved this. I just wondered why this wasn't included in the initial package since it's coming so close behind. Are they that different, or what's the reason why we didn't put that all together?
I think the last one we did, the last item we approved was, I believe, an IGA. I don't think there was any funds with that.
I can't remember.
It was an IGA for this specific work,
right,
to do partners with SRP.
Okay.
So we'll be sharing sites with SRP at no cost to either entity. We'll be just sharing space on each other's towers and facilities, and this is the equipment for Mesa to do their part of that work.
Okay. Great. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. Anything else on page 4? Page 5? Page 6? Councilmember Higgins.
Item 6A, that's talking about... Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. I mean, I confused this with another item, Mayor. I'm sorry.
Okay. Before that or after that?
I think it's on another agenda.
So not only are we on the wrong page, we're not even in the right meeting. If you'd like, I'll turn it back over to Councilman Cavanaugh, and we can go back to the Enterprise Fund.
I think it's a bow tie thing. It's just affecting everybody.
Yeah, it has confused everyone. Bad karma is what's happening. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks.
No, all righty. Anything else on page 6? Page 7. Councilmember Summers.
Mayor, for action on 8B, C, and D, is there any problem putting that, unless a council member wishes to take it off? Can we put those on as one vote?
A single vote for 8, B, C, and D, as long as...
A is the public meeting, right, and then B, C, and D are all take action. It's all related to the same case. Can we put that on one vote?
I would have no problem as long as there is no specific issue that a council member or someone else on any of the specific items raises.
I agree. We okay with that?
Yep. All right, we'll consider those as a single vote then, 8, B, C, and D. Not as a consent item, but as a single
correct
vote. And the same thing on Mr. Wesley, yes?
Yes, Mayor, sorry. I would also like to point out that on item 8C, that there's the latest revised development agreement that's on your desk this evening. There were a couple of other little tweaks that happened this afternoon since we sent that out earlier. So just wanted you to...
And that development agreement, that the applicant is... in agreement with that development agreement?
Yeah.
I see a thumb up.
I think that's a thumb up, but I'm used to when people raise their hands with a single finger, Mr. I worry a little bit.
A single thumb.
Okay.
The finger
sorry,
would be for me,
Mayor. It's not the greeting I'm used to, but thank you very much.
Mayor?
Yes, Councilmember Higgins.
On that item, are we going to be going through any of those details in the presentation? Because I'd like to know what they changed in the last couple minutes since.
If you'd like, we can go through that right now.
That'd be great.
Either part of the Ms. Zelanka?
What?
Public meeting?
Or later upstairs would be fine too.
As part 8A would be fine.
Okay.
Why don't you just, right now, why don't you just present us? We have time right now. Okay. So why don't you just go ahead and tell us some of the changes.
The only two items that were changed from what we sent out last night are in 1.6. We included in there the requirement that the multifamily housing portion of the development would have to participate in the police department's crime-free housing program. And then we also included in there and the amenities for the multifamily development that outdoor amenities would be included. So those are the only two changes.
Would be required.
Yes.
As part of the development agreement.
Correct.
Okay. Councilmember Summers?
I'd also like to bring up, and we changed a little bit of language in 1.6.8 on, this will be the first development, if approved, that would include SEPTED, which we had, which stands for, hold on a second, Crime Prevention Through Environmental Design. It's
right.
A project the police department has been working on. It's
as taking new developments and from the foundation up would include measures that help reduce crime, break-ins, that sort of thing. One of the slight language change that's an important language change is it says that appropriate SEPTED standards including, but not limited to, the following, and it has a number of those principles, and the not limited to would include things. The council has not gone through all of that yet, and I wanted to make sure that we had the ability to include additional items if that's what's included in that zoning.
That's exactly right. The anticipation there is when that development comes forward, that the police department will participate in the review of that and make recommendations on specific SEPTED standards that would be applicable to that particular development.
Okay. Councilmember Kavanaugh?
And Mayor, also for clarification to the audience, our Council Public Safety Committee met on this issue, Councilmember Higgins, Summers, and I, with a presentation from the police department and our development folks to review the concepts that they're working to integrate into our code changes. And we think ultimately when we adopt our code, it's going to be have future far-reaching effects on crime prevention in our community. And this is, I think, a great way to introduce that concept in this particular case.
So what's going to be required is whatever is in place at that time,
that's
whatever level, whatever. If there's nothing, there's nothing. If there's the full gamut, then that's what they'll put in. Okay. Thank you, Councilmember Higgins.
Wasn't there wording on changes on 1.8.1.11 and 12 from the first packet we got, like last week?
That was included before. Right?
That was included last night.
Yeah.
I couldn't print off my printer, so these are different. And is
11 and 12 didn't change.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, is there a question on 11 or 12?
I'll get it sorted out.
Okay, and yeah, if you do, you can certainly ask for further clarification during the meeting.
I could probably clarify that a little bit,
okay,
if you'd like me to.
Please go right ahead.
Okay. There was a limitation on the thrift store subject to approval by the planning director prohibiting sort of low-end thrift stores but allowing designer, resale, antique stores, used bookstores, that kind of thing.
Right. That was the change there.
Yes.
And Mayor, if I may, that was brought up in the public meeting we had on Monday.
Correct. Yes.
And just for Christine and everybody else who's watching at home, on your council report, you said District 5. It's actually Council District 6.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thanks.
It was on the July 1st council report. It was an error just on the subject line.
It's on the agenda. It's
agendized as 6, so we're okay.
Right. The warrant, we could change it now.
8C. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Mine doesn't say that.
Okay. All right, anything else on page 8? Page 9? We'll do the same thing with 9B.
It's only 9B.
Is the only thing, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was looking for a C and D, but there's only a B. Okay. Anything else? Reports on meetings and conferences attended.
Dave.
No reports?
Mayor.
Yes, Councilmember Kavanaugh.
I just wanted to report on Saturday. I had the opportunity to do a ride along on a full shift with one of our officers from the Dobson District. And I just want to compliment our police department for the fine job they do in dealing with people. Holidays tend to create unusual situations from time to time in terms of people's behavior. And I found it to be a very rewarding experience. And I want to thank the Dobson District folks for accommodating me on that. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Anything else? Oh, Councilmember Higgins.
Well, just because we have some time. I had a couple questions on the noise ordinance. Can we ask that? Since it's on consent, can we talk about it now or not?
If you have questions, now's time to do it.
Great. Who's Nancy? Let me get to it. I had some circles.
Good afternoon, Nancy Sorensen.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
I had a question. It was all the way into the penalty phase.
Yes.
Can you explain how that works with, in this situation, you know,
It's a graduated fine schedule, so a first offender would receive the lowest amount of fine, I believe it was $500?
$250.
And then the second offense would be $500, third offense would be $2,500.
So how about when an officer comes out to a home that's raucous, loud music in the back, do they talk to him and say, hey, you're too loud, and turn him down, and they do, and then they go away, or is it automatically a fine?
No, generally we teach our officers, and they do that right now.
Okay.
When they go out to a location, they definitely talk to the parties and ask them to comply voluntarily before they issue violations.
Okay. So then it's really the next time they come out?
Right. And it is the next time, and it really depends on the circumstances as well as what's going on, how unruly the party would be. And I mean, certainly fighting is different than playing loud music, right? So it would depend on the circumstances.
Okay. And Councilmember Higgins, I might just add that the ordinance itself actually gives the officers the discretion, and it would depend on the situation they find.
Does.
The officer can either advise the concerned parties of the violation and seek to gain voluntary compliance or issue a civil infraction violation.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Thank you.
And I think it's important to recognize that, when you give officers discretion, certainly you're moving to a more subjective standard. You try and make it as objective as possible, but what we found out is that going to a purely objective standard, which is to measure decibel levels, things like that, basically makes the law unenforceable because you're not going to carry around a noise meter all the time. And so you can't, and even at that, it's not a good indicator as to what is objectionable and what is not. So we're giving our officers discretion, which means it's a subjective standard. I think our police department has done a very good job in training their officers so that discretion is applied in as consistent as manners as possible. We recognize that there may be minor differences, but hopefully as we go on with this ordinance, we'll develop a subjective standard that will be more and more uniform and through training and application that will be followed. I mean, I'm assuming that's the hope. We recognize that by allowing this discretion, you get into a little bit of gray areas. We're going to have to grow into this. We'll probably do a lot of things right, and we may make a few mistakes. But it's worth the overall program to learn and to get that. And I don't think the mistakes will be huge. I think we've set it up to where that discretion is not totally, unlimited. It's very limited discretion, but it does give that officer time to judge the situation, the reaction of the resident, and how they respond to the requests, and whether they're belligerent or not belligerent, or whether they, they recognize the problem. I mean, those things will all play into it, and I hope our officers are trained well enough that they can apply the law in a manner that works for the community.
We will train them, Mayor.
Is that good enough?
Yes, sir.
I thought all that up right there.
Impressive.
Stop it, please.
Without the bow tie.
I'd be more impressed if you had a bow tie on, but, Councilmember Summers.
Our last meeting when we discussed this issue, I brought forward the case where the college community had put on their website. Are we continuing to pursue that?
Yes. In fact, I did look that up, and they're in the process of evaluating the results.
Okay.
It was a five-week pilot program where anyone who was having a party in the community would go online and register the party. If there were any complaints that came in to the police department, they would call the number on the registration form, advise the people that there was a complaint, the nature of the complaint, ask them to comply. And if they received a subsequent complaint, they would go out to the location and issue a violation. So they're in the process of evaluating the effectiveness of that.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Okay, I look forward to hearing what those results were. Hopefully they were quite successful, because
yeah.
I think that would save everybody a lot of hassle and our police department a lot of time.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a great idea, too.
Yeah,
so thank you for that.
Vice Mayor?
Along the same lines of the discretion to go out, there's a party going on, and they ask them to comply, and they do, are we going to be tracking those visits of first-time offenders after about 20 times of a first time? How are we going to follow that so that we don't just have repeat first time?
Well, generally, think Commander Stahl would probably be able to give you more specific information, but generally when our officers go out to a call, they do have information, reference the address from previous contacts they may have had. And Assistant Chief Denny can assist me.
All of this will be on the CAD system. Anytime we get a call, it goes in the CAD system, so we'll be able to track all of those through the CAD system. And generally, the officers, if they do anything, are going to prepare some sort of a report that will then go into RMS, our records management system.
So if they go out, they have the data available that would tell them, this is the third time in the last 6 months we've had a...
And our officers do that routinely on other calls. They'll ask for call history and an address for determining whether or not they have, for example, a continued domestic violence problems, things of that nature. So this would be no different.
It would become routine when they're going out to check for a history.
It sure will.
Okay.
Councilmember Higgins?
Yeah. We just received a new revised on our desk today. Can you tell me what was different from what I received in my packet the other day?
Yeah, I can.
Great.
We consolidated the two ordinances. When we started off on this venture, we had two ordinances. One was the excessive noise, and the other was the unruly gathering. Many of the portions or the provisions overlapped, so we decided to streamline them, to consolidate them. The only difference is the posting requirement that was in the unruly gathering ordinance, where an individual was required to post a notice on their home that they had an unruly gathering, is no longer in the ordinance. Everything else has stayed the same.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And I'd like to recognize the Vice Mayor and for actually driving this process, and the Police Department for working to come up with something that I think on the surface has a lot of potential to help the community. And this didn't just happen overnight. It's been a long process. And thank you to the Vice Mayor for and a lot of other council members, Councilmember Higgins and others, had input into it. But Kyle, this is, you get the credit.
Long time ago.
And if it dies,
yeah,
we'll all take the blame. So that's how it works. But no,
I would say thank you to PD, especially Mike and Nancy, for the work they've done to get us to this point, because we have been massaging it for months and months and months and months, and I think it's gotten to a point where we've addressed a lot of individual concerns, and hopefully we're ready to fly with it.
We hope so as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anything else? Mr. Friedline.
Yes, Mayor. With reference to schedule of meetings and general information, after tonight's meeting, we really won't meet until a study session Thursday, August 20th at 7:30, and we'll have a study session, regular session, Monday, August 24th, starting around 4:30. And to wind up the month of August, we'll have a Thursday, August 27th, 7:30 study session, and a Monday, August 31st, 4:30 study session, followed by a council meeting at 5:45.
Thank you. Okay. One last thing for all of you, those of you who wore bow ties, I'm extremely touched and thoroughly disgusted.
Well, we knew you were touched.
Oh, that's right. They get Friday off. That's good. Yeah, take Friday off. That's great. No, I'm touched that some of you actually look really good and natural in those, and many of you look just as dorky as I did. So, if you haven't looked in a mirror, don't. Have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned to 5:45. Thank you.